brought to you by Penguin.
Us Against You by Friedrich Backman. Read by John Sackville. 1. It's going to be someone's fault. Have you ever seen a town fall? Ours did. We'll end up saying that violence came to Beartown this summer, but that will be a lie. The violence was already here. Because sometimes hating one another is so easy that it seems incomprehensible that we ever do anything else. We're a small community in the forest. People say that no roads lead here, just past. The economy coughs every time it takes a deep breath. The factory cuts its workforce each year, like a child that thinks no one will notice the cake in the fridge getting smaller if you take a little bit from each side. If you lay a current map of the town over an old one, the main shopping street and the little strip known as the centre seem to shrink like bacon in a hot pan. We have an ice rink, but not much else. But on the other hand, as people usually say here, what the hell else do you need? People driving through say that Beartown doesn't live for anything but hockey, and some days they may be right. Sometimes people have to be allowed to have something to live for in order to survive everything else. We're not mad, we're not greedy. Say what you like about Beartown, but the people here are tough and hard-working. So we built a hockey team that was like us, that we could be proud of, because we weren't like you. When people from the big cities thought something seemed too hard, we just grinned and said, it's supposed to be hard. Growing up here wasn't easy. That's why we did it, not you. We stood tall, no matter the weather. But then something happened, and we fell. There's a story about us before this one, and we're always going to carry the guilt of that. Sometimes good people do terrible things in the belief that they're trying to protect what they love. A boy, the star of the hockey team, raped a girl, and we lost our way. A community is the sum of its choices, and when two of our children said different things, we believed him, because that was easier. Because if the girl was lying, our lives could carry on as usual. When we found out the truth, we fell apart, taking the town with us. It's easy to say that we should have done everything differently, but perhaps you wouldn't have acted differently either. If you'd been afraid, if you'd been forced to pick a side, if you'd known what you had to sacrifice, perhaps you wouldn't be as brave as you think. Perhaps you're not as different from us as you hope. This is the story of what happened afterward, from one summer to the following winter. It is about Beartown and the neighbouring town of Hitt, and how the rivalry between two hockey teams can grow into a mad struggle for money and power and survival. It is a story about hockey rinks and all the hearts that beat around them, about people and sports, and how they sometimes take turns carrying each other, about us, people who dream and fight. Some of us will fall in love, others will be crushed. We'll have good days and some very bad days. This town will rejoice, but it will also start to burn. There's going to be a terrible bang. Some girls will make us proud, some boys will make us great. Young men dressed in different colours will fight to the death in a dark forest. A car will drive too fast through the night. We will say that it was a traffic accident, but accidents happen by chance. And we will know that we could have prevented this one. This one will be someone's fault. People we love will die. We will bury our children beneath our most beautiful trees. 2. There are three types of people. Bang, 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 bang. The highest point in Beartown is a hill to the south of the last buildings in town. From there, you will see all the way from the big villas on the heights, past the factory and the ice rink.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?